Diplomats on both sides of the Atlantic want to know if Britain spied on UN Secretary General Kofi Annan in the days leading up to the Iraq War. Britain's Prime Minister, Tony Blair, has refused to confirm or deny the allegation. He does insist that British intelligence agents obey domestic and international law. Nearly everyone agrees that spying on UN officials would be illegal. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Another day, another scandal over Iraq and pre-war intelligence. At least that's how it must feel to Tony Blair. The latest furor erupted yesterday when Claire Short gave an interview to the BBC. Short was a cabinet secretary in Blair's government until she resigned in protest over the war. She said she knows for a fact that British intelligence was eavesdropping on Annan's office and had been for some time.
I've seen transcripts of Kofi Annan's conversations. In fact, I've had conversations with Kofi in the run-up to war thinking, oh dear, there will be a transcript of this and people will see what he and I are saying.
The BBC interviewer, John Humphreys, pressed on.
Did you know about this when you were in government?
Absolutely. I read some of the transcripts of the accounts of his conversations.
Is this legal?
I don't know. I presume so. It's odd.
United Nations spokesman Fred Eckhart has another word for it. Illegal. Yesterday, he pointed to three international agreements which would prohibit bugging UN offices, and he told reporters that the UN is now stepping up efforts to protect against spying.
Those who speak to the Secretary General are entitled to assume that their exchanges are confidential. The Secretary General, therefore, would want this practice stopped, if indeed it exists.
A question comes to mind. If the British were spying on Kofi Annan, was the US doing it too? Such activity almost certainly would be against the law, according to Hurst Hannum. He's an expert in international law at the Fletcher School at Tufts University.
The UN enjoys in the United States the same sort of diplomatic immunities and respect that any embassy would enjoy. And just as it would be illegal for the United States to bug the Russian or the Israeli or the British embassy, it would also be illegal for us to bug the office of the Secretary General.
Yes, but it happens. This current controversy over British intelligence activities was in fact prompted by a leaked American email, allegedly written by an official at the U.S. National Security Agency. The top secret request is said to have asked for British help in eavesdropping on U.N. Security Council diplomats in the run-up to the Iraq War. Yesterday, a spokeswoman for the NSA told NPR she had, quote, no information to provide. The practice of spying on United Nations officials may be illegal, but it's nonetheless widespread. That's according to at least one former Secretary General. Boutros Boutros-Ghali ran the UN from 1992 to 1997. He told the BBC he took precautions while in the job, such as holding important conversations out in the garden.
There is a tradition of bugging the office of the Secretary General, and I will even say also his residence. UN security was doing regular checks, but bugging will continue by the member state, which have the technical capacity to bug.
Hurst Hannum worries that illegal surveillance does have consequences. He's not in a position to know whether the US and Britain were spying, but he says it wouldn't surprise him, and he believes such efforts will end up hurting US and British interests in the long run.
If we expect cooperation from the United Nations, and at the moment we're expecting them to begin to shoulder more of the burden in Iraq, it's very difficult to expect them to take us seriously and to cooperate with us in a serious way if we think that we can do anything we want to gain our own way.
For his part, Boutros Boutros-Ghali is resigned to the idea that countries spy on other countries, even allies, at the United Nations. Let's be realistic, he says. This is the diplomatic life. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.